Hey, it's Kristen and Chill. You know these intros? Do you guys like these intros? I'm thinking about just doing the intro with the actual show instead of doing this whole extra thing, because sometimes I don't know what to say, and then I procrastinate taping, and I procrastinate all the time, and this intensifies the procrastination. I didn't actually procrastinate this episode, though. We actually taped this yesterday evening-ish, well, afternoon. It turned into evening. It was dark by the time I left. And usually I take a few days to get the motivation to even listen to the first 5 seconds of the episode, let alone just immediately put it on my computer. So as soon as I got home last night, I put the episode on my computer. And my goal was this morning to wake up and immediately start editing. Not much editing for this episode. And beware, or look forward to, maybe, if this is your kind of thing, a lot of potty humor and dumb stuff. I use a lot of tasteless words this episode in a really immature way. And I had to get out of my system. I think the 13-year-old me was just dying to come out. So that was, yeah. If you listen to the show normally, I don't use the P word, and you'll hear what the P word is, and I think you can maybe figure it out as often as you will hear. So anyway, thank you to my new Patreon subscribers. You guys can get goodies on Patreon of videos, behind the scenes, unedited episodes, mini pods from other listeners. And, oh, of course, that had to happen. And thank you to Erica M. and Julia C. for recently joining Patreon. Shout out to my new cult members. And shout out to Dale D., who recently upgraded his membership. Guess what? Him and I are going to talk on the phone. So that could be you. If you want to take this voice from a recording to a real life, actually, I record my voice still and just pretend I'm on the phone. Have you guys ever seen True Lies, where Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the corner, you can't see him, and he's talking to his wife, but his wife doesn't know it's him because he's a spy, and he just has a tape recorder, lines already preset, and he just hits play, and then he has to rewind and hit play again? That's going to be me on the phone call with you guys. The lines I have pre-recorded already are things like, oh, that sucks, and yeah, I'm still pretty depressed, and oh, I totally understand, too. Hang in there. It's going to get better. No, those aren't pre-recorded. Those are going to be actual things that I'll probably say if we talk about things like that. But we can also talk about other things that have nothing to do with that. And I'm very original on the phone, I promise. I'm not reusing lines. Just regular ones like hello and goodbye. You know, the ones that you have no choice but to reuse. And just know at the end of the episode, I accidentally say kristencarney.com/kristenandchill. That was a mistake. It's patreon.com/kristenandchill. And as you see from the title of the show, Kyle is on and he's going to be being a bit of a regular. He won't really admit to it, but we're going to be taping 2 episodes a week and put them out once a week because he doesn't want to tape every week. So exciting. So thank you guys for all those hashtags and shout outs to Kyle. I mean, thanks a lot. Now I got to see Kyle all the time. Great. Real happy about that. So anyway... Okay, and that is something I need to address. My dog keeps yelping, so she is not doing well. I need to call the vet, so I'm going to keep this intro very short. It's getting very upsetting because this is now like the 4th or 5th time in the past hour that she's done that. This is so upsetting. Everything's always stressful, always. And, oh God, okay. Yeah, so anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this week's show.
This has got everything.
I'm going to stand up this whole podcast.
Like you're lecturing me.
I actually feel more dominant.
Are you
in charge? It's recording. 36 seconds in.
Okay.
I'll never, ever, ever do that again. I'm still trying to recover.
You edit the podcast, so you listen to it.
Unfortunately.
Even if you don't want to, but
yeah.
I can't get through myself. Oh, it's brutal.
You know, it's almost like the more you can't get through yourself, the more other people enjoy you.
I don't know.
You know,
they must
like if
really
you feel
enjoy
like cringy,
because it is brutal.
But you got a lot of tweets. Hashtag
relative.
Kyle and Chill.
Yeah.
And so now that you're going to be a
reoccurring
or co-host,
I don't know about that. Show.
So I offered Kyle money to do it, and he turned it down. You're here.
Yeah.
You turned down the money, but I offered it to you as an incentive because I know you could care less to really do this. And I thought, $100 a month? That's not a bad deal.
It's not.
To chit chat with me.
Not at all.
And you were still like, no. And then you just told me the reason you didn't.
I was holding out for more. I was hoping you, if you offered more, I probably would have jumped on it.
I'm such an idiot. I should have known that. I forget that people can do that with
no,
money.
No, I don't want to be, I don't want to have to commit. If I'm taking money, then I can't just blow you off.
Right. So what the great news here is that you're planning on blowing me off at some point because you didn't take any money.
I did pretty good this week.
Yeah, you did very well. So Kyle was essentially like, if I get a certain number of hashtags or at mentions or whatever on yep. Twitter, which we ended up doing, Kyle and Chill hashtag, yep. Then you would do it weekly or think about doing it
think
weekly.
About it.
Yeah. So we got a decent amount of hashtags. Yep. Shout out to everyone who tweeted. I love you guys.
Yep.
Thousands.
There was one tweet that was just like
random Kyle and Chill from 2015.
No, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. It's just some guy named Kyle. It's just like Kyle and Chill.
But no, do you think the Netflix and Chill had come out at that point? Otherwise, he's a real,
he's a real
like ahead of his time. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it must have come out by then.
Yeah.
My whole, there was one person that was just like, you need to do the show. Not really because we enjoy you, but we need Kristen's show.
No. Are you making that
I'm
up?
I'm paraphrasing.
Did
but
I see it?
It wasn't like, hey, we love you on the show. It was like, hey, I need Kristen's show, so you need to
wow.
do
wow. All right. Well, this turned out to be a big compliment for me.
I mean, I think he was trying to be nice to me, too, but all I saw is like, really. No, just I need Kristen's show, so do it, bitch boy.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
It was good for you.
Yeah, I like people talking down to
you. I was surprised you didn't see it.
I'm surprised too. Maybe yeah, I did. I just
seek that stuff out.
I get so many tweets. Yeah. I know. It's pathetic. I really was checking like every hour. I'm like, are there any more Kyle hashtags?
I would get on and there'd be like four notifications. Two were tweets and two were you favoriting those tweets.
Well, it was more me favoriting yes. it so you would definitely see it.
I know. I was like, she's getting every one of these.
Yeah. Well, I think a favorite or a like really is the equivalent of a hello.
You know what's weird
Isn't
too?
It?
I was favoriting them. Or a like.
What, yeah, I don't know if it's favor like. I know, I hate, they used to have a star. It was better with a star. Yeah. Heart is too intimate on Twitter to,
exactly.
I don't know
You're
this
a
person.
Stranger.
Yeah, I'm just giving them a heart.
So I was liking them in the beginning, and then I realized, like, these are going to come up on other people's timelines, and I don't want anyone in my real life to necessarily listen to this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I never really tweet about the show. Or,
well, honestly, with my other podcast, I don't ever tweet about it because I don't want people I know to listen to it either.
So it's like, not that I'm ashamed of the show or.
Yeah, you should be proud. You're a nobody in the middle of nowhere.
I like that.
On a cool podcast.
I like being a nobody in the middle of nowhere. That's why I don't want to commit to this. I sort of like not getting attention.
Right, and that's why I think you're a freak.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the actual freak.
Strange to you, but you need it.
Right.
So who's worse?
Right. Well, last week we talked about the whole narcissism thing, and we both said we're narcissists.
Yes.
So I get messages occasionally, and one of them about the show content. So one of them from, I won't say his name, but we chat occasionally about the show. He said he doesn't think, he didn't bring you up.
Okay.
So that's why I'm bringing this up.
Completely
right, exactly. Right, you're a narcissist. Yes, why would you listen?
If it's not about me, I don't care.
But he said he doesn't think I'm a narcissist. He's
you are.
No, but I don't think I am. So I wrote a list of things just so we can kind of clarify whether or not we're narcissists. So he wrote to me and said, let me get this here. Of course, it's going to take me 4 hours because I'm on
good
the podcast.
Prep.
Thank you. But the thing is, I try to do so much prep and then I get screwed the last second. So he wrote and said, I don't think you're a narcissist, and sent me a link to an article of what it is to be a narcissist.
Okay.
And I wrote, this is great news. So he said, you seem to despise yourself and you don't exhibit many traits other than being concerned about your looks.
So maybe you're just self-centered.
Right. That's true. Shit. I should have Googled self-centered. And so that I said, well, what about wanting attention? Isn't that like a narcissistic quality? He said, well, you could easily get far more attention than you do by posting more pictures of yourself on your Instagram looking for attention.
So now he's just flirting with you.
Well, he wants me to post pictures of myself.
He's like, nudes would help.
He kind of eventually wrote that, actually.
Yeah, he's saying, you show some body, you'll get all these things.
I'm so naive. I know.
Yeah, he's.
I go, well, I feel like an asshole when I do. He's like, well, the obvious thing is to just post them and get out. Just get it out of the way.
Here's my phone number. Just send them to me and I'll tell you if they're good.
I'm such an idiot.
So you don't think you're a narcissist?
Well, so then I, you know, read the article and here are some traits that involve being a narcissist.
Okay.
A grandiose sense of self-importance. I'm like, okay, shit, I can check that one off. And look at, I did boxes next to the, because I'm like, I can check these up.
That's, I'm sign me up.
A grandiose sense of self-importance, yes, but also, what is it? What is it when you are having that, but also hating yourself at the same time? There has to be a name for that in the psychiatric community.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right, but...
I don't hate myself. I think maybe I'm more...
You're of a narcissist than I am.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that, because that's sort of me.
We're also very aware of other people around us. That is a takeaway from you being a narcissist, like etiquette-wise, you know, like you're conscientious.
Yep, I'm better than them because I care.
Right, me too. Yeah. That's why it's so hard to figure it out. We're constantly looking for praise and admiration. You're not. I am.
You are.
I am. Right. But you love yourself. I hate myself.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sense of entitlement. I don't have a sense of entitlement, but I think if I pull off all the layers of politeness, maybe I do have a sense of self-entitlement.
That one's tough because it depends on the situation.
Do you think narcissists think they know everything?
It depends what the topic is. Like, there's certain topics I'll talk about with authority.
Right.
Like, I am an authority on this.
Right. Like, Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yes, yeah, like the movie guy.
Kai the movie guy.
Or sports. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I'll feel like I am an authority. But if it's like mental health or narcissism, I have no idea. So I'm not going to pretend to know.
Right. I think a real narcissist would pretend to know. Like their ego needs to think that they know everything.
They know something about everything.
Yeah.
But that being said, I do think even things I don't know about, I have valid opinions.
Well, there's that rule that like you kind of know something about everything. Like,
yeah,
you might not know a lot about it, but you know something.
If
like
you give me a 3-sentence rundown on a topic, I can usually nail the right opinion.
Oh, see, you're more concerned with having the right opinion about it. I'm concerned with knowing facts about it.
Oh, yeah. Facts don't matter. Clearly.
Okay. Another one is frequently demeans, bullies, and demeans. Or I already said that. Frequently demeans, bullies, others. So the thing is, I like to pick on people, but not in a mean way, not in a hurtful way, but in a ball busty way.
I make fun of everybody, but not to their face. Like I don't want to hurt.
We do it behind their back, like cowards.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. No. I want to make other people laugh at their misfortune.
Me too. You know? And I honestly think that's kind.
Yeah,
that's a sign of a good person.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not. You know, we're not going, hey, nice skirt, lady, loser, to her face. We're like, she walks away.
Yes.
And then we're like, oh my God, you see that lady in the skirt? What's she thinking?
The skirt was awful.
Skirt, more like hurt. You know, like,
that's a good one.
Thank you. I like that. Thank you. Another quality of narcissists is the last one I've listed, which I have a check next to, of course, because they can often be magnetic and charming. Check.
Well, if you're a narcissist, you're going to think you're magnetic and charming no matter what.
No, but they can draw people in. Almost, I think, maybe like borderline sociopath behavior, where it's like, I'll charm you into my world, but then once I get you into my web, I'm going to eat you. Because it's also like having no concern.
There's some exes that might say that about me. Yeah. You're so charming in the beginning. Yikes.
Yeah. I think you can say that really about anybody. Because we all have a showman side that we put out there.
Of course. There's two me's to everybody.
Yeah. There's 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might have a few.
I definitely have several. But I've got the performer side. But it's not, I don't think, to get people into my world so that I can eat them. I think it's so that they approve of me, so I feel okay about myself.
Yep.
So it's up for debate. If you work in the psychiatric medical community and have an opinion on whether or not Kyle and I are narcissists, we would love to hear from you.
I don't care what you think. I'm better than you.
You definitely are more of a narcissist than I am.
I'm starting to think I am.
Next time I could.
I think the certain amount of self-confidence comes with it that you don't have that I do.
Right.
But it's funny because I...
But like, you don't need any attention. I need attention.
Yes. I was going to say, and my self-confidence is all internal. I don't portray it to anybody. I sit in the corner of a room and don't talk.
And I have no confidence internally, but on the outside, you people think I'm confident.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, we're the opposite that way.
Yeah. We're like... Yeah. We're like the yin-yang of narcissists. Yeah,
of mental disorders. We have them all cornered.
But I would love to know. So honestly, Kyle might not want to know, but I would like to know.
No, I would like to know.
I don't want to know about Kyle. I just want to know about me.
Yeah, it's just Kristen only.
So since you're going to be doing the show more frequently,
yes,
a.k.a. all the time, and for the record, we are going to tape 2 episodes once a week because you're not willing to commit to once a week.
It's not even like all the time. Next week's super tough. It's Thanksgiving. You always
who cares about Thanksgiving? I know.
Always, always.
It's so weird.
I've podcasted a holiday special for every holiday.
It'll be Christmas Day.
That one time, what was it? It's like, you're like, can you come over Sunday? I'm like, it's Easter. And you're like, oh, big deal. You're not hunting for eggs.
But really, that's happened. It was like July 4th.
Yeah, like I'm like, it's 4th of July.
Yeah, but also at the same time, you don't like those kind of social holidays. Neither do I. Why would you be having plans?
It was a year in when my girlfriend and I, I got engaged.
This is the sign of a liar right now.
You have to. I'm trying to better myself with that stuff.
Yes,
really am.
You are. I know.
I suck with it though. Like, this is the worst time of year for me.
Because of holiday stuff, you have to
giant
be social.
Family groups.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like 90% of them. The people
in my family. Your family. Okay.
I mean, I don't dislike them, but there's.
But it's not fun.
I'd rather be doing so much more.
Like this podcast.
Disney Plus.
Did you get Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's free for Verizon.
They
unlimited
have
for a year.
They pull people in, like you, based off of Star Wars.
That's
me. They've got Little Mermaid, and like that's what it'll bring.
First night, Leanne watched Little Mermaid and I watched Mandalorian.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
You guys watch them both in a row? So you watched one watched it with you?
I went on the porch and smoked pot during Little Mermaid. She went in the bedroom and did crosswords while I watched it. We did not watch
it. Are you guys already married? It sounds like you're already married.
Right.
It's amazing. Well, so now that you're going to be on more frequently.
Keep saying that.
I know. I'm just driving it home so that you have no choice.
It's like the power of suggestion. If you say it enough, it will be true.
I'm very good at the manipulation.
Yes, you're eating me up now that I'm in your web.
I really am. What should we call it? Should we change the name?
Oh, no.
Just kidding. I wanted to scare you with that. We're not going to change the name. Because the thing is, eventually, I will not be
here anymore. Kyle's Super Spectacular Show. We'll call it that. I'm the narcissist.
No, but then,
take Kristen right out of it.
I should put your name on there, though, because then you have to commit.
No, because then more people will see it. That's what I don't want.
No one's going to know who Kai. I can just put you as Kai.
Kai's the worst.
It's terrible. That's why it's funny.
It's the worst.
No one. I've never heard anyone call Kyle Kai ever. No, it's so dumb.
You know,
maybe like Kylie Jenner.
I had
like Kai.
A babysitter when I was little. He used to call me Kai Guy.
Oh.
And I hate it.
Perfect. Hate it. Her and I got together. Yeah, we decided on the name.
It was child abuse. Honestly. It was awful. I was so miserable.
Well, it's almost like sexual in a way, like, hey, Kai Guy.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what are you doing? And then she would touch me.
That's not the part I'm worried about. It's more the name.
Yes.
The name, very disrespectful. But if we did change the name, the problem is you have a K name and I have a K name. So we're getting close to the KKK.
That one tweet was like,
no, but it crossed my mind.
Yeah, you're like, hey, might get us exposure. Today,
I was serious.
In today's climate, your following could go up.
It really could.
Sadly, but.
No, but it's not even more so. So Kyle's name starts with a K. My name starts with a K. And if we went KK and chill and then spelled chill with a K. No. But it'd be more so, not that I would ever do it, but I wrote back to that tweet saying it could give us good exposure because what it would do is, oh my God, there's a KKK podcast
hashtag
out there.
KKK.
Yeah. And so it would drum up conversation, get a spike.
I don't know if that's the right conversation.
I know. But, well, listen, the marketing for this podcast has not been great. my co-host commit suicide, nope, and then we can go to this KKK thing. And still no one listens.
It's like, what are we worried about?
What kind of marketing do we need to do?
Tell a friend.
No one who listens to the show has friends. That's a problem.
You know what? You picked an audience that is miserable.
I know.
Pathetic.
Well, it's almost like...
I'm just kidding.
No, but it's true. I don't have friends. They don't have friends. And it's almost like, you know, becoming a political candidate and being not part of a party.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're going to lose.
Yep.
So me becoming a host of this podcast, I knew I was going to lose.
Well,
you know, no one wants... No one with this personality type is making friends.
No. I told you, we've gone over this. So you get to a certain age, you're too old to make new friends.
I know.
It's so much harder when you're old. When you're young, it's just like, oh, you like trucks too. Let's play with trucks.
Yeah, but here's...
All you need.
Say you're at the age where you're too old to make friends, but you move somewhere new and you want new friends. Is it still the same situation? Are you still too old to make friends then?
Yes. I think so.
So should you just be isolated?
You'll make acquaintances, maybe. You'll make people that you socialize with here and there, but like friends, like a true friend, I don't know if you can make them after a certain age.
Okay, so I agree for the most part. My brother, he's 40, 43, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He lived above this guy. He rented an apartment from this guy who lived in the bottom part of the house, and he owned the house. And roughly the same age, both single guys. Probably met around the age of 40. They're good friends now. And actually, Jason, his name is, he came over to my parents' house last night. And so clearly, they're in love.
Is your brother gay?
Right.
Say, like, did you just meet your brother's new boyfriend?
Right. But it's funny because my brother's like, I think he likes you. And I'm like, no, he likes you.
Yeah. Nice.
Obviously. But they did become good friends. And I think what has to happen if you're older to make friends as an adult, the stars have to align. This person has to be desperate enough. That person has to be desperate enough.
We're both in our 40s, single, living in apartments.
Right. Our friends have moved on. So it really has to be the right people coming together.
It's easier for guys, too, I think, though.
Really? I would think it's easier for women. Because women.
Make friends?
At 40, yeah. Because, like, for example, my friend Julia had a baby. Now she's got all these mom friends.
Okay.
She's not 40.
Well, I didn't think about that aspect of it. That could... You know, parents of other kids, and like you can branch out, but like I just know generally, I'm speaking generally now, women are a little bit more catty.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of like talking behind people's backs.
Yeah. But I do think by that age, it does go down a lot.
Obviously. And it does. You know, by the time we grow up, hopefully you're not still doing stuff like that. But we're guys.
There obviously are because Real Housewives franchise exists.
Yeah.
So they're still doing it.
If you put a football game on in front of four guys, then
they're best friends.
That's all they need.
What if they're watching football game two like one team, two like the other? Are they still friends?
Yeah.
Really? So. Even if, what if it's like mortal enemy teams?
No. Well, it depends. I mean,
it'd be, I think that if you actually hated someone because they dislike
Red Sox fans, and I'm a Yankee fan, and
right. Well, I was just going to say, if you actually didn't like someone because they liked a different team or a team that you didn't like, and that would be,
that's pretty insane.
That's a sign of a bad personality right
now,
there.
You may not want to watch sports with them.
You might want to suck their dick.
Yeah, I mean, if they're watching.
I don't know. I'm not a dirty person. It's so unnatural when I say stuff like
that.
Really is. I said I texted someone once something like, what are you, a pussy? And I never say pussy, really. And I had to just backtrack. I'm like, I don't normally say that word.
Honestly, I always think it's a little weird when women say pussy.
It's strange. It is.
And,
it felt strange.
Like, this might be too much, but like, same with like,
my actual pussy felt strange.
No, it feels fine. Like, have you ever been like intimate and
we're talking about pussies. Why you bring that up?
And,
like a woman says, like, touch my pussy.
No, or like, oh, let me in that pussy. Like,
it's such a goofy word.
I can't say it in an intimate moment without just being like, this is weird. So like, I'm like, yeah, give me that vagina. which is so much worse.
But there, like, is something there, so cheesy,
you know,
about
sometimes
saying,
some dirty talk comes up and I just can't bring myself, yeah, How,
I don't know how people do dirty talk without laughing because they sound like a bad soap opera porn.
It's so bad.
But people are into it. This so my other podcast that I don't tell people to listen to, and this is the reason why. We had a guest on a few times, and she's a sex therapist, and she's more of that kind of older. She's not sex with Emily Morse, who's also a sex doctor type of person. But this lady is older and like very sensual and very like, you want to turn your woman on and you want to say, give me that pussy.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you take that serious?
But I was like, but honestly, like if you were to watch that on camera, wouldn't you like laugh? How could you not? And she's so into it. And I don't understand like what is missing in her brain or what's missing in ours that makes that something that they can take seriously.
It's a weird thing.
People there, say it and they're like so serious about it.
There's a certain amount of dominance in sex, obviously.
Give it up, pause it. Yes.
So like sometimes you want to be like authoritative when you say like, get over here and give me that pussy. Which is just, and like you hear your, if you step out and you hear yourself.
I was already asexual to begin with, yeah, but after this conversation, I'm never like, never.
Sex. It's like a desert down there.
It's completely closed. Yeah, there wasn't even a door to begin with.
It's grown over. It's like a gash that's healed.
The gashes, we've had scar cream we've used. It's gotten rid of the scar. There's no sign of any scar. It's gone. It's very like smooth, flat surface.
But yeah, it's just, you can't, if you step outside near yourself, say something like that. It's totally, or like, does this feel good? It's like, well, yeah, I'm having sex. Right. Of course it feels.
Well, I mean, yes.
You'll know in a minute.
Well, the problem is if a girl asks you that, you're going to be like, obviously. But for women, it cannot feel good.
Like, no. Yeah, it feels like it's never felt good.
It feels like I'm being jabbed by a baseball bat with stakes on it.
I know.
Not like
know. You guys are so much harder.
Yeah. So it's like you do have to ask ridiculous. Women. Basically, you have to ask women like, does this feel like I'm abusing you? Physically and mentally.
Does this feel good? No, it hurts.
It hurts. Like, please.
Yeah, you like that? No.
No, I really don't.
Not at all.
And they're not kidding. They're like, please stop it. Anyway, we're getting into strange, weird tangent. How did we even get into that?
You called me a pussy, I think.
No, I don't think I did, but I said pussy.
I don't even remember. Yeah, you said pussy. You started it.
Why did I say pussy? Anyway. God, I wish I knew what we were talking about before.
Your brother's gay lover. Your brother's gay lover.
My brother. Yes, obviously I bring up the word pussy.
My brother, he is a pussy.
The friend stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so they're pussies because they are friends now, but it's very nice and lovely. And I do think it's got to be the right mixture of desperate points that two people hit in order to actually become real friends. So the acquaintances, that can happen.
Yeah, definitely.
But the true friend thing, that's got to be you're both at the bottom of the barrel.
Like, how many true friends do you think you have?
I can say honestly, because they don't listen to this podcast, one. So I should probably say based off of like...
It's not me.
No.
Of course not.
No, you're a friend.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you up when my pussy hurts.
Well, do you call any friend? Jen,
I would.
Do you have any ice?
Actually, okay. So last time we taped, I think I mentioned something about me doing some meditating, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also doing morning and evening journaling.
You mentioned that a little bit.
Yep. I'm not super consistent with it yet, but I'm pretty good. Some days I get both in, some days I get one, some days I get none.
I got a few questions.
Okay.
One, how much do you write?
I set a timer.
Okay.
So I don't, because I could use it as a
flowing or not.
Yeah, I could use it as a procrastination tool, which I use everything as a procrastination tool. So I could be like, oh, I'm writing. I don't need to like actually do what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm doing this for myself. And all of a sudden an hour goes by. So I set a 10-minute timer for the morning. And then I set a 5-minute timer right after that because I do a different style journal in the morning. So it's 10 minutes of just brain dumping, of just writing whatever you want to write, or butt dumping.
I do my own version of that, but my brain.
We have to talk about the fart, Senator, remind me. And then 5-minute journal after that of specific writing prompts, like 3 things I'm grateful for, 3 things that would make today great.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, obviously just me existing, because I'm a narcissist.
Do you like it?
you know, I don't love it.
Okay.
And honestly,
but do you find it useful?
Well, I read something that said to get out of morning journaling what you think you should, it takes 30 days of consistently doing it. And I'm definitely not at a 30-day run yet. Like yesterday, I morning journaled, but not this morning. And so I'm not, I don't think I'll get into a streak for a long time. I don't mind the morning dump thing because what it does do, morning dump.
I'm a big fan.
I have to have coffee first.
Morning and about 4 o'clock, I do my second journal entry.
It's just a code word.
Yeah.
Oh my God, morning dump. I didn't hear. Well, hey. If I'm lucky, I have two morning dumps. One actual one. Yeah, hopefully, or at the same time.
That would count as one.
I actually could probably do that on the toilet.
Right.
Morning dump with the morning dump.
Oh, God. It's terrible. Dear diary, I'm writing this on the toilet.
Splash and it's water. Yeah. It's terrible. It's so gross.
So bad.
Anyway, the whole reason I'm getting into the morning journaling thing is because you write down three things that you're grateful for, blah, blah, blah. And then you kind of do the same writing prompts at night. So I don't really write that long at night because it's more of just the prompt fill in. So it's only a couple minutes. And last night I filled in, so it's really desperate. I've realized I'm not grateful for a lot of stuff because it's three things you're grateful for from the day. And I really, I sit there and I really am like, I don't know.
My boots.
Well, I said I wrote down my clothes, but then I also wrote down Jen. Oh, that's how desperate I'm getting.
That's so nice. I know. Did you tell her?
No, this is
never. Don't ever tell her.
No, and she won't hear because she does not listen.
No.
But I did write her down. But really, that's proof of how desperate I am for things to be grateful for. Because I'm like
backhand.
No, I'm like I can't think of anything.
Insult.
Jen, I guess.
No, that's a good one.
Well, like yesterday morning, I woke up and had a really fun, good back and forth with Jen and text, and I was grateful for that. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's good.
But for other true friends, I have other closer friends, but, you know, I don't know if they'd be there the way Jen is. It's because Jen has very low standards, and she also has no other friends. It's also a desperate situation, Jen and I being friends, you know? She's got nobody. I've got nobody.
We are nobodies.
She is. Okay. She is. I am. No.
Interesting.
She's a somebody.
I would say I have like three or four friends. Like,
but
like good friends. Friends?
Like diehard friends?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not one of them.
No. No. You're a friend, but like.
Yeah, no, we're not like.
We're very.
We're casual friends.
Yeah. Like.
We're surface friends.
We've never really like dove deep into real issues with each other.
We haven't. This is how deep I get. This is as far as it goes.
Yeah, exactly. I guess you're too shallow.
I am.
Real friends.
I really am. I really think I am.
I don't know. You're definitely a good friend of mine, I would think.
Yeah, you're a good friend.
I mean,
you're a lifelong compadre.
Yeah, exactly. Like we
that's what we should have instead of best friend necklaces. Just be like lifelong compadre necklaces.
People we're okay with.
Yes.
We didn't talk forever, and I feel like we didn't really skip a beat. Like our relationship's pretty much the same as it's always been.
Yep.
So there's something to that.
Yep.
But generally I don't like you, so there's something to that too. No, there's, you know what I mean, like we're not like we've never been like,
no, we're not gonna go out and grab a beer and like go to the movies and right, unless you want to. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
what are you doing later? Yeah,
Knives Out,
right? Yeah, I know you wanted to see that.
I do want to see it.
All right.
How was Aristocrats?
I haven't watched it yet. Oh, I know.
So I'll do your podcast, but you won't watch my hour and a half movie. Okay.
Pay me. Yeah. I really can't commit really there to things that like really don't.
See?
I know.
You see what I mean?
If you asked me to do your podcast, I'd be like, fuck, no.
I do enough.
But even if I like did podcast, like if you were.
Okay, maybe Kristen, we're here to talk about sports.
Yeah. Like I'd be like, no. And so I get your perspective on why you would want to do this. Do you have anything to tell your therapist?
Well, I spoke on it already. I would probably go with the holidays thing. How much I hate the holidays. I dread the holidays.
Yeah, it's not interesting, family. Though. You're what? Funnier than this.
It's got to be funny.
Yes.
Hey, therapist. Hey.
That's where I do all my bits.
Yeah, exactly. You just rehearse jokes.
Well, honestly, I think if I had a therapist, which I haven't had for a long time, I'd have a lot more content.
That's it. You have no idea how bad the holidays are. You love that stuff, like being around family and get-togethers.
I'm starting to understand your side of things because I lived away for so long. Yeah. So I was only around family for things like Christmas and Easter and when we do our podcast on Easter. And and so it's been enjoyable for me. But now that I'm in the vicinity of my family all the time, I've been saying, all right, let's cool it with the family stuff. I get it. We love each other. Sometimes you need a little more because my grandmother moved from Salt Lake City and she was out there with my grandfather for like 40 years and she's 90 now. So her breathing's bad out there because the elevation. So she had to move back. So she lives down the street now. And now my aunts and uncles are flying in to see her. But before they used to fly out to Utah to see her.
Okay.
Right. So now we're attracting. It's almost like flies to shit. It's like now
your poor grandma. Your grandma to shit.
No. But it's like, you know, now we've attracted more family this way because a 90-year-old grandmother is here.
Yep.
So it's a constant thing. Friends are coming or family's coming up from Binghamton. Family's coming up from Florida. I have an aunt here from Florida right now. I have an aunt here from California. And, you know, it's like we're all going to get together. And honestly, I'm like, I'm done, guys. I'm out. I can't do any more get-togethers. And tonight they're having dinner and I have to go because I haven't participated yet. And my grandma, I can tell, is mad. She lives down the street from me.
She's got an edge.
She has an edge, but she also is very social. She expects people to be, it's like a sitcom, like rotate, you know, you just open the door and here's the other character and the other character. Her door is always open.
See, that's sort of what it's like. Like at my grandparents, there's like, I have a huge family. They have a small ass house.
Ugh.
And everybody's in there on top of each other. There's like, literally there's like a path on the floor and then it's just children.
Right,
sitting on all of it, laying, playing, running around.
Oh, we're just like disgusting insects.
Yeah, it's just, and there's like people sitting on the arms of the couch because there's no room on the couch.
Well,
because
it feels good on their pussy.
You are just, you're out of control.
I know. It's the problem.
Grandma, what are you doing over there?
Nothing. But. Doesn't feel good on my pussy or anything. It's so stupid.
So
the word's addicting. Once you do say it once, you're like,
I said I had a problem saying it. You clearly don't.
No, I love it.
You love the word pussy. and then like now, it's the first holiday since we've got engaged.
Oh.
So then now it's gonna be like literally all the and.
Oh my God.
Leanne's pretty quiet. Like, she's very shy.
The two of you guys trying to pull anything out of. Yeah, I was gonna say, your poor family.
She doesn't talk at all, and I hate everybody I'm talking to. So I'm just like, what do you care? When you get married, what's it to you? It's like, oh. And are you excited? And Leanne will just like nod.
Well, is that worse than... Oh, you guys have been together for, say, 5 years. How come you're not married yet? Or are you planning on getting married?
You know what's funny? I squashed that shit long time ago.
I squashed that pussy. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna stop there.
You need to stop. It's getting very hard to concentrate.
All right, I'll stop.
No, I just was like, I am not getting married. I'm not having kids. I hate you all. Right, leave
so you
me alone.
The kibosh. On it. So
literally
it was,
the kibosh.
Yeah. You've kiboshed before and you will kibosh again.
They call me kibosh.
Oh, kibosh. I didn't even think about that.
That's what I'm saying. Pun intended.
No, I said it because Seinfeld, but there's no pun there.
No.
Because they Crazy Joe Javola.
Yes.
He's kiboshed before and he will kibosh again.
Yeah. I'm.
You know what I realized? I think I'm a bigger Seinfeld fan than you. I think I know more references than you do.
You do screw them up about once a show, though, so...
Hey, but at least I know them. You don't even know them.
Honestly, my Seinfeld knowledge after season 4 is pretty weak right now.
Right now or always?
No, there was a time when I was sharper on it, but I don't rewatch them as much.
Surprises me.
I rewatch a lot, but not... I mean, I'll watch them. But not like I used to.
You've watched before, and I'm watch again.
I am probably better at Curb at this point.
Yeah, see, I'm bad at Curb. Because Curb, I love, and Larry David, I love, but it gives me more anxiety. When I watch Curb Enthusiasm, I actually get anxious sometimes, and I get almost annoyed because I'm like, I thought of that. Like the scene, the first time it ever happened was the scene where Larry goes to lock the door and a black guy happens to walk by and he locks his car door, yeah, but it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Long before that ever aired, I was having that problem. Yeah. I'm like, no, I didn't lock it because you walked by. So when I see those things on curb, I'm like, damn it, I thought of that.
See, everybody used to be like, you are Costanza. Like people used to say like, I have.
Well, it's just because you're bald.
But.
And poor.
Yeah.
Cheap.
But then Curb came out and everyone's like, no, you're just Larry David.
But Larry David is George.
Yeah. Well,
okay. This is where I doubt. All of a sudden I'm like confused.
I'm a fan. I'm not an idiot.
Okay.
No. So like. The Costanza is a parody of Larry David, whereas Curb is more Larry David, and
you are more straight up, like pure. You're like a pure Puritan purist. You're a Larry David Puritan.
I am,
Jewish Puritan. You're a Larry David purist.
Yeah, I connect to the neurotic aspects of him more. George, they downplay that a little bit as a series. I mean, he's still got his neuroticies, but
her neuroticies.
Is that
if you're
thing?
Gonna be on the show, you gotta.
Is that
gotta,
a thing?
Neuroses.
Neuroticies.
Bringing the show down a level or 10.
Yeah, it was my pronunciation, not your 12 pussy bombs you dropped.
We say said it right. Yeah. Pussy.
Yeah.
Show some respect for the word pussy. Say it right.
We have filled the quota, the pussy quota.
Yeah.
I would say for the show.
You know what's going to happen is I guarantee... No one in my family listens to my podcast. This is the only one they're going to turn
holidays,
on.
Gonna, guys,
around the Christmas tree.
Instead of prayer this year, why don't we listen to some Christmas?
Instead of saying grace before dinner.
Yeah, your grandma sitting on the arm of the chair comment is going to go over real well.
You know what? Actually, it probably would go over best with her. She's the least uptight than anyone in my family. Yeah, she's a wild, wacky lady. All right. Well, something I tell my therapist while you text during this podcast, that's also incredibly disrespectful,
you're liking things on Instagram when I talk.
Well, I'm checking to see who's watched my story. Yes. I'm not liking things, but so I tweeted this and I started doing a thing on my Instagram stories just once so far, but I'm going to make it a thing, a little game called Tweet It or Delete It. Where you, the audience, get to choose whether I keep the tweet or delete it because I'm going through my Twitter drafts, which can be pretty good or pretty pathetic.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's a great idea. So I let the people choose. So I put out on Instagram, tweet it or delete it. And one of the tweets was...
You've gotten all deleted. So
luckily, I was really like, I put it out not thinking that this could go poorly. And people could vote against...
Everybody says delete everyone.
And it could be 90% of people saying delete it.
Yeah, but you have...
No, so I...
People.
One was...
Will like you no matter how bad your jokes
right,
are.
Right, I'll get sympathy tweets. So, like, two tweets. Two. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Votes?
Yes. So, one got, like, 90% tweet it.
Okay.
Which was very impressive. So I tweeted it.
Was it 9 out of 10 or did you have some numbers?
Oh, I actually do have numbers.
At least 75%. 3 out of 4 people loved it.
No, I think I had like 200 votes.
Okay. So 90% is a good clip.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because then you get a lot of people watch your story, but then you don't have to vote. So I had people watch it, but not vote.
Not
so I had about 200 people participate. I expect higher numbers next time. This is a democracy I'm trying to make. So... They voted yes on that one. I tweeted it. The other one they voted.
How did it do on Twitter?
It got about 30 something likes.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, you didn't fave it. Jen? No, Jen didn't either.
What was it?
It was, of course, now I can't remember. Okay, so.
A reading.
This got like a 90%. I know it's pathetic to read tweets. It's pathetic to talk about Twitter at all, let alone read your own tweets. So this was the one that got 90% tweet it.
Okay.
Why do we refer to someone who has passed away as late? It's already bad enough they're dead. Now we make them sound like they don't even have respect for other people's time.
You know,
even ruder, time isn't even a thing for them anymore. So insensitive.
You know what? I saw that and I liked it, but it's not done. Like there's a reason that was a draft.
Like it was like a beginning thought.
Yeah. Like you could have made that funnier. There's a great idea in there.
Please,
what's the last line?
Yeah, I really, you're right. You're right. I didn't know how to end it. So even ruder, time isn't even a thing for them anymore. So insensitive.
So insensitive. Instead of that, I would have wrote, because they're dead. Like in capitals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like something. I don't know.
The, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a soft ending.
It went on too long. Yeah. Yeah. Take that out. Oh, I would have.
You would have liked it. Okay. All right.
No, good, that was a good one. That, I actually did see that and I was like, oh, okay.
But that's, I've been holding on to this for a long time, questioning my own judgment.
Yeah, but don't you feel like Twitter's like a batting cage? Like you just get 100 pitches and you hit what you can, and who gives a shit about the ones you miss?
Yes and no, because my ego's on the line.
Yeah, you're so concerned.
I know. And then the other one.
I am.
Shoot, sorry.
Not going to say this on what?
Mic. Okay. You have to shit?
No.
Oh.
I have to go journal.
Oh.
I have to journal.
Right. Obviously. Shoot, hold on. Why can't I find this? It's because I'm under pressure and I buckle.
Is it on your Twitter?
No, it's
turned down?
Well, no, it's... Okay. So then the other tweet brings me to things I tell my therapist, which is, I'll tell the tweet in a second.
Okay.
It's about, well, actually, I'll just do the tweet now, I guess. Should you pay a masseuse more or less if you want them to just scratch your back? It's less work, but more awkward. Pay less for the less work or more for the stranger social situation. Okay. So that's things I tell my therapist, because I genuinely just want to go to a massage place and just say, will you just lightly caress your fingers over my skin?
It's like that you said last time about, like,
I know, the phone cord. I'm desperate. I know, and I never, I know, I'm sad because I haven't heard from him.
You just need human.
I do. Like,
listen, I don't want a happy ending. I don't want you even rub me. Just rub my back in a soothing way.
Yes.
And tell me it's gonna be all right.
Yes. Seriously.
Yeah,
that is literally all I want. But what in that situation?
And you know what? You got a shitty dog too. Like, your dog won't like snuggle.
No,
with
she won't snuggle with
That's
me. It's very upsetting.
If you had that, you'd be fine.
Yeah, if I could touch your pussy. Okay. I'm never doing this again, I swear. It's just this episode. But,
wow.
But no, you're right. I have no, and I know I talked about this last week, but if I were to say to a therapist, like, I just want someone to gently caress my back, would it be appropriate or inappropriate to say that to them in a professional setting? Because they could be like, so do you want the Swedish deep tissue massage?
They'd probably be like, no, that's, I'm not a prostitute.
Right. Like, right. But isn't it weird?
Massages.
But it's weird because it's less intense.
It's easier.
Right. All it is
but
rubbing your hands up and down. Not,
but it's probably also like, strangely, a little bit more intimate than they want to get.
I know.
It's like when they're doing a massage, it's probably so technical that it's like,
right, they learned it in
a
school.
Butcher, you know, butchering meat, you know, like they're not really, they're just doing it.
Right.
But if they're like, you know, rubbing you slowly on your back, they may be in your, like, your shirt.
I'm afraid I'd get arrested for assault.
Off. Yeah, exactly. They're like, this isn't a whorehouse.
Right. But yet those exact people will give the happy ending. But I'm the creep. But I'm the creep.
I don't think the places you're going to are giving happy endings.
I know. But do you think if I went to a place that did happy endings and I said, just lightly trickle your fingers over my skin, no happy ending, they'd be more offended? Like, they'd be like, get out of here.
Only happy ending here. No, I don't think that. I think you could get away with it in a place like that.
But it's interesting how something that's less offensive could be more creepy. You know, if a guy went in there and was like, jerk me off at the end, they're used to it. It's in the zeitgeist. I love that word lately. I don't even know what that word means. But
I don't even fully think I do, but I use it a lot.
Yeah, like I have an idea of what
it's
it means.
It's in the now. It's popular.
Yeah,
it's
like it's
mainstream.
Pop culture-y. It's in the world.
Yeah.
Zeitgeist.
Yeah, we know what it means.
Yeah. We're intellectuals.
Well, I don't think you say, hey, jerk me off. I think
well,
they
I
offer
know.
It up and then you just nod. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But isn't that strange how they don't offer
Not
up just a
I
light
know.
Caressing on your skin? That should be a menu option at the massage place.
I really think you're in the minority of people who want a light
hey,
caressing of the back.
I don't think I'm in the minority, because I would say the majority of people are lonely.
I will say that one of the best things about having a female partner in life is when she rubs any part of your body with her fingernails.
Right.
Top of your head, your back.
Right.
And it never lasts long enough.
Well, so
you get sick of it.
No, I know. It flies by.
Yeah.
Flies by. my cousin's girlfriend is on Instagram, and so she responded to my tweet it or delete it about the back scratching thing. And so my cousin, who she's dating, his mother, my aunt, has the best back scratch technique of all time. It's out of this world insane. And there's something about her, the texture of her nails, they're like thin enough where it's so weird. She gives the best back scratches. So that's my Aunt Karen.
Does everybody line up for back scratches?
Yes, essentially. And so my mom, you know, my mom's her sister, she would, you know, scratch our backs as kids, but I'd be like, I don't want Aunt Karen to scratch my back. Get out of here. Because my mom would go, she cut her nails short. Life,
everybody's been wanting her to scratch
her
back.
I know. The bitterness.
Yeah.
So my Aunt Karen would come over on Friday nights and just hang out with my mom, and they'd chit chat, and I would just lay on the couch and listen. I loved it. It was so cozy. But then every now and then Karen would just kind of, you know, well, I'm laying there, she'd just kind of scratch my back for me, and I'd be like, oh, oh, oh. It was the first time I ever came. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. It's getting so weird. So it's going to get even weirder. So my cousin John's girlfriend replied back and said, oh my God, John thinks that there should be people who just do back scratches. And I said, yeah, I know. It's because his mom is the best at it. And then I'm like, wait, I go, but I'm sure you're better. I'm like, wait, now this is getting weird. And
tell me the truth. Would you rather me or your mom scratch your back?
Right.
Well.
All of a sudden I pinned her against his mother for body rubs.
Yeah, body rubs.
So I made it real quick, real fast.
That is funny.
But she does have a lot of competition. They're out of this world.
She's got magic fingers.
She just retired from a regular job. I think she knows
Maybe you start a business.
With her, right.
You get a couple of girls to scratch some backs.
They have to have the right nails.
Yeah. Techniques. Right.
The right speed, softness, delicacy. You want to be, you know, hard, but not too hard, because then you're scratching it. Yeah. You want to have more of a trickle, but yet sometimes, you know, get a little. Anyway, I really want someone to rub my back.
Is that what you tell your therapist?
I probably would.
You should.
I really probably would. But I'd also tell him this. So there's this guy that I've been seeing at Starbucks over and over and over since the summer. And
what Starbucks?
There's only one Starbucks here.
Totally forgot where you're from, haven't you?
I am a Starbucks girl.
Dunkin',
I hate more than... If I could literally blow up the headquarters of Dunkin', I would.
That's pretty sick.
That was in my morning dump this morning.
Dunkin's the best.
No, it's terrible. The coffee's terrible.
You're in Northeast. You gotta love Dunkin'.
I hate Dunkin' Donuts. I literally curse them to hell. If they said, we'll give you $1 million to sponsor your show, I'd be like, yes.
But I hate you.
No.
They put something in their coffee, man. It's so good.
Yeah, dirt.
No.
I'm not a coffee snob. At
neither
all.
Am I. I'll drink anything.
Right, obviously. Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. Starbucks is not good coffee. But I don't, it's not like snobby to go to Starbucks,
no,
really, because
no.
Real coffee it's snobs don't go to Starbucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty commercial, right. Obviously.
It's like you know what it is? Starbucks is Chipotle. Dunkin' Donuts is McDonald's. Chipotle's elevated a little bit. It's still a fast food place, but there's something you feel a little bit better about. It's like, okay.
Chipotle,
learn how to speak. Chipotle?
Capote?
Truman Capote?
Capote?
Yes, Truman Capote.
I feel the opposite. I feel like that's shit. I'd rather McDonald's.
All right, you're an idiot. Get out of here with us. No, but anyway.
Moe's is better anyway.
What is?
Moe's?
Moe's Coffee?
No.
Moe's Mexican Place?
Yeah.
That's so weird you'd bring that. Oh, okay. That's why you brought it up, because I brought up Chipotle. I had it last night for the first time ever.
Moe's?
Yes. That's why I was like, whoa, why did you bring that up? All right. That's a whole other conversation that we'll save for another time.
Kyle, the fast food guy.
Well, that's what it should be today, because I don't think we have a movie to review.
Well, you didn't watch the one.
Which one?
Aristocrats.
Oh. Yeah, but that's not like, I want to review a movie that's a story, not just like people telling jokes.
Okay.
Paul.
Get Disney Plus.
I know, I should. Okay, so anyway, at Starbucks, this guy I've been seeing since the summertime, and he's quite attractive.
He works there.
No, he just goes there. And so we both work on our computer. And the first time we saw each other, we did like a double take of like, oh, like, meh. He probably thought I was cute. I thought he was cute. And then after that moment, it was over because we both didn't act on it. So now it's too late to do anything about it. Because I'm like, oh, that guy's cute. He's like, oh, that girl's cute. And now we'll just pretend we haven't even seen each other.
He's probably married.
He's married. That's where my story was going to go. So this has been months and months in the making. But I followed him home, Googled his wife. So we didn't talk at all for this entire time, essentially. But I did make an assessment on whether or not I wanted to talk to him because he got up to go to the bathroom once. It has nothing to do with what he did in there. And we had tables next to each other, like not super close, but his was next to mine. So I leaned over when he got up to look at what was on his desk to see a little bit more about this guy. What's he reading about? What's
Stole
he working
one of his
on?
Documents.
Hacked his bank account.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just going to read this so I have some talking to him.
Well, I just wanted to know how much money he made before I decided if I was interested. So I lean over and I look at the books on his desk, and he's got one book that's about philosophy and another book that's about like being happy or happiness or something. And he's got a PC laptop and not a Mac. Oof. And I'm like, oh, what a loser. Guy's read about philosophy and he doesn't even have a Mac. Like, I just was like, nah, I'm not interested. But I really did assess. I was like, nah, you know, we're probably not. He was also wearing flip-flops. I was like, he might be a little bit too like mountain guy for me or outdoors guy for me.
Flip-flops, huh?
It was summertime. Yeah, and wearing flip-flops. Okay. But, you know, very, very, very nice looking fella. And so after seeing that on his desk, I dropped all interest. Like, I was like, eh, if I see him again, I'm not like going to be like nervous because I don't care about talking to him. He's into philosophy. What a loser. It's pathetic. So the other day, now this is months and months have gone by. So the other day he walks in and we do the thing again where we make eye contact and pretend we don't know each other and that we've never seen each other before. And the only place to sit was next to me, like the table over. So he sits there and I'm like, oh, great. Now it's awkward. Now I got to pretend I'm not concerned with like whether or not he's looking at me and blah, blah, blah. So this other guy walks in who I know and he
You're just the Starbucks
I know. Whore. Well, no, this is what's amazing. So this guy walks in right after him and he goes, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And so we were just chit chatting. And so the other guy, I think, saw that I was friendly and easy to talk to. So once that guy walked away, he was like, I'm going for it. I'm saying hi. And so he had a really good line. He was going to go to the bathroom. He's like, I'm going to shit my pants. No, I'm just kidding. That was a line. he said, I really liked his line. It was something like, would you mind killing anyone who tries to take my stuff or something? It was something like that.
Okay.
And it was cute and unexpected.
Yep.
And a lot more personality than I thought would come from someone who's wearing flip-flops reading about philosophy. I was like, all right, okay. So I quickly responded, oh, sure, I've got my gun in my bag, so mm-hmm. It'll be fine. You know, whatever, I'll take care of it. So I was pleasantly surprised. So then he comes back from the bathroom. We start chit-chatting. We get into long talk. I've been seeing you here for a long time. What do you, you know, blah, blah. We totally hit it off. He's got a great sense of humor, brilliant eyes, just sparkling, like a sparkling blue, but he's kind of like got darker skin. And he's got a nice big beard like yours. And
you're such a dick.
You know, and I was like, wow, I'm really smitten with this guy.
Everything's perfect. He's just got to be married.
So I didn't, I'm so naive. Is this the same thing earlier with the Instagram message about the guy being like, you should just post more pictures, nudies. Yeah. I'm so naive. So I'm not thinking, oh, he's married. I'm thinking he started a conversation with me. We've been seeing each other at the Starbucks forever. And so then a few minutes later, after we start talking, my brother walks in and I'm sitting next to the door. So I'm like, oh, hey. So now it's like the next guy walks in and he doesn't know it's my brother.
So he's like, wow. Yeah. She just gets around all the Starbucks.
Man. Yes. So I had to cut because my brother was like, oh, hey, and started talking to me. And I cut my brother off and I leaned over to the guy and I go, this is my brother. I don't talk to like every guy in Starbucks, I swear to God. And so he thought that was funny. And then when he was leaving, he struck up conversation with my brother and everything. And I thought he didn't ask for my number because my brother was there. I was like, oh, my brother ruined it. You know, so he's like, I'll see you, you know, here again soon or whatever. We share an office, essentially. So anyway, go there a couple nights later. I'm there. He walks in a little while later. I'm like, oh, hey. And it was all giddy. I got dressed up.
You'd been there 10 hours a day. Like,
I really was.
Just waiting for him again.
And when I went to the bathroom, I was like, please just keep an eye out. The baristas. I'm like, if you'll just look for this guy with the blue eyes, just tell him to wait. I'll be right out. So he finally comes in. And I was like, kind of not really sure what to say. And I took out a headphone as if like we were going to talk immediately, but he just kept walking. Like I was like, oh, hey, and took out a ear. And he just kept going. And I was like, oh, that was embarrassing. Yeah. But he said, hi. So then he came right back over and he's like, do you mind if I park here, right? Park next to you or whatever.
And
he's
got all the Starbucks lines.
He's got all the Starbucks lines. Yes. So in me and I'm going, oh, he's just great on his feet. So he said, do you mind if I park here? I'm like, I'm so cheesy. I'm like, the parking rate's kind of high. you know, you might get a ticket.
You can't just say yes. You no. have to try to one up him.
So, I know. This is why I'm single.
Instantly when you say, you're like, oh,
I know.
Jesus.
And men don't really find humor in women attractive for the most part. And I'm like, parking spot real pricey. Like, what am I doing? I can't. I buckle. So anyway, he sits down, we start chatting again, and you can tell by the way he's talking to me, he's kind of nervous, I'm kind of nervous, but we like each other. There's a thing.
Okay.
So anyway, he said something about having to go to physical therapy today, and he went with his daughter. I'm like, oh, okay, he's got a daughter. He said, I have a four-year-old. And I was like, okay, you know.
So he's had sex.
Okay, he's not a virgin. And his boys can swim.
Yeah, and his sperm works.
So
bingo.
So I was like, okay, kid, single father. I'm old enough. I could deal with a four-year-old kid. I could put up with him. And so then he mentions a mantle. Like she broke it on something about their mantle fell. And I was like, single guys don't really have mantles.
No.
So the wheel started cranking. And I'm like, okay, daughter, mantle, new home. And the next thing was, look at his finger. And I looked down and he's got a wedding ring on. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
You think I want friends?
We're too old to make friends. Unless we're really desperate. And so I like tried to not.
Do you think he was hitting on you though?
I think he was enjoying talking to me, but you know, like not going to ask me for my number.
Like a platonic.
Yeah. Like there's this cute girl that I get to kind of hang around at Starbucks.
It's like a break.
Yeah, for my wife, who annoys the fuck out of me.
Instead of getting nagged by a woman, right. It's nice to have decent
just your shitty jokes from this girl. Right, but that's what it is. It's like an outlet. Yeah. Like, they're looking for... And so...
Like I said, they... Like, you have many of these guys in your life.
Well, it's, the thing is, at the age of...
Twice a coincidence, three times is a trend.
Well, the thing is, I'm 36, so I'm in that prime age of...
For affairs.
Right, where guys are miserable in their marriage, and I'm not too young, so I'm not a floozy.
Yep.
But I'm not too old, so I'm attractive.
Yep. You still... Yep.
I'm the target demo for dudes who aren't happy in their marriages.
Yeah.
And it's really sucky.
Clean house. Clean house in the casual sex department.
Right. But I said to my... Because I told my mom, I go, I honestly, this surprises me because this has happened to me before. And I was like, I thought married dudes would be attracted to girls who seem like a little bit easy or sleazy or something. And I was like, is this hinting something at me? Am I trashier than I thought?
I don't think
or do they just, you know, because I never thought I would be a prime target for married dudes.
No, you know what it is? You have a certain level of wit and intellect to you that I think will intrigue somebody, and you're pretty enough. Like,
oh, gee, thanks.
No, like,
I know you mean.
You're not like the, like, oh, this is the type of girl that'll fuck her boss in the office, slutty, easy, floozy. You're not
she can't
that
get a
type,
job, that's why.
But you're like,
otherwise she would.
Wow, she's really pretty and really witty and funny. And then they get to know you and they're, she's not nearly as funny as you think she is.
Everything's a mystique. Yeah, everything. I only talk for 5 minutes and I got to get out.
Got to go.
Right. Otherwise they're like, ugh.
It's like robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Do your job and you get out.
I fizzle just like my tweet.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It was like, not too long. Yeah.
you got to
get out of there.
Bad ending.
But that's what it is. It's like,
that's really upsetting.
And honestly, if they're in a marriage and they're a little bit older, it may not be the sex that they're desiring. I mean,
obviously, if they're interested in me.
Once they find out you have an overgrown vagina.
But, overgrown? Like, if we're not referring to hair, it just sounds like I have a massively huge...
Like a bush. You might.
No, just an overgrown vagina. Like, my actual vagina is overgrown.
Giant?
Yes. like won't stop growing. Like, yeah, like the elephant man's head or something. Like, it just keeps growing.
That's so gross. huge vagina.
Yeah, but anyway, I would also talk to my therapist about that. But that's like becoming a trend, and I don't like it, and I don't like it at all. See, I want it to stop. See,
you need to Yeah, maybe Starbucks isn't the best place to pick up meth.
Well, I'm not picking them all up at Starbucks. The only it hasn't happened before at Starbucks.
I guess you don't control where that happens.
No, but the
Tell
way I
what,
got out of
nothing
it,
nothing but single guys at Dunkin'.
I know. It's pathetic because they
You're
are there. But
the
I
wrong
would, I'd rather
joint.
Date the Mary guy than the Dunkin' guys. That's what's the problem with me. So the way I got out of it slowly was I had to transition because I couldn't let him know that all of a sudden I saw a ring and was like, oh, okay, and turn back forward and stop talking. I had to wane interest a little bit, or I had to like fake, oh, how's your daughter? Is she okay? Is your daughter, you know, you like your daughter? Your daughter's a good kid.
Is she nice?
Does she look like your wife? You know, like I had to kind of transition out of it and then just like slowly trickled back until I was looking forward again and then just basically stopped talking. And so I think he probably picked up that I picked it up. But when I got up to leave, I said something like, you know, because it was clearly like I
tell
saw
your wife
I saw
hello.
Right. I made a stupid parking joke again. Oh, I go, it'll be $20 for the parking spot.
You just want to like put so bad. He's like, what are you talking about?
I was
like,
putting
remember
my
remember you made a joke? He's like, oh yeah, I guess so.
It was pathetic. So I was like putting my coat on, like getting my bags all ready to go, and I was like cleaning up going, remember you owe me $20 for the parking spot. And I left.
He's not even married. He ran out to his car and found a ring.
That's what I said to my brother. Because in Seinfeld, you know where George is on the walk with the woman, she's like, oh yeah, my boyfriend has a watch just like that. And he's like, ah, yes. And she goes, you just stepped in shit. He's like, yes, I did. But like, she's clearly throwing in the boyfriend comment because she's making a, as Jerry would say, not game day decision.
Audible.
She called an audible.
Yep.
And so my question was he not wearing a wedding ring before at all in there? And he called an audible. He's like, oh, I got to be in the Starbucks now with this girl who clearly likes me. Maybe I'll throw on a ring and mention a daughter. So now I'm a little paranoid. Either he's a married guy who likes me or he's a single guy that doesn't like me.
Either way,
I suck.
I would.
Either way, I still made a parking joke.
I would have just put your number down and been like, I don't care that you're married. And walked out. See where it goes from there.
I know. Well, turns out, you know, I said he was reading a philosophy book.
Yeah.
He's a philosophy professor.
Where?
I don't want to say on the air. I'll tell you when we hang up. Or we're not on the phone.
Okay.
Call me later.
We hung up. Tell me.
Yeah. Dial tone.
Beep, beep, beep.
Remember the dial tone? Yeah. Kids these days aren't going to know the dial tone.
That's my tweet.
Oh, yes, it is your tweet.
No, busy signal.
Yeah, busy signal, yeah.
Similar.
Yeah. Yeah, like that noise to them, they'll be like, what?
Yeah. Well,
it's a very disturbing sound, actually.
Like the rotary phone thing is real.
Definitely, yeah. The
kids are, huh?
But if a kid...
If they can't figure out how to dial on them?
Yeah. But I've never thought about someone not being familiar with the sound of a dial tone.
Yeah.
That meant you're free to call.
Or
you're free to dial.
The busy signal.
That's a very upsetting sound.
Yeah.
It's a very upsetting
sound.
It's
like a cell phone alarm. How about that commercial with the cell phone alarm?
I don't know it. Which one?
Oh, you would know it.
Okay, tell me it.
A cell phone alarm goes off in the commercial. And it's everybody's Apple alarm.
I haven't heard it, I don't think. Unless I've just thought it was someone else's phone in my house.
It's the worst.
Which I probably thought.
I think it's my fucking phone every time.
That is really annoying.
And it's...
It gets you every time. It's almost like when there's a song and you're in the car and a siren is in the song.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're driving, you're like, yeah, you cause an accident.
Yes. There's not many songs with sirens.
Well, a lot of rap songs. Yeah. There actually are. Yeah. I think I love the Fugees, yeah. Which is like, I'm like in the 90s rap.
Yeah.
But I think there is a song in a Fugees album from like 1994 or something. And it's gotten me like every time I'm in the car.
You think that you've been pulled over?
Yeah. It wasn't me.
Dump the weed.
Right. My mom reacts, whenever a cop goes by, she reacts like she's got an ounce of cocaine
there
in her pocket.
There is something odd about feeling like you're in trouble when you see
every single time,
even when you haven't
when you're
done
doing
anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, there is something to that.
And you
especially
overact.
Your mom, who's got such a history of violence
I know,
and crime.
I know tons. But she freaks out every time. I'm like, Ma, you're the... It's a, imagine if she were like a black dude or something. She freaks out at a white woman.
You know how cops discriminate
right.
against waspy white women.
I know. It's like, Mom, honestly, it's disrespectful that you freak out so much. Honestly, because other people actually do need
Take
to freak out.
Take advantage of that privilege.
Right.
You're not
Flip them off
over.
When you drive by.
You're not getting pulled over.
every single time. But anyway, all right. So we're going to wrap up the show in a second. But before we do, we're not doing Kai the movie guy. We're doing Kai the reporter guy because the fart. And I want you to play it into the microphone. So tell us what happened.
There was a senator who farted on MSNBC, allegedly. Okay, so his name is Eric Swalwell. I believe I'm saying that right.
More like Swalbutt.
And he's a Democrat from California, and he's on the Intelligence Committee for the impeachment.
The Intelligent Committee or the Intelligence? Thank you.
Looks like you think you're part of the Intelligent Committee.
No, it sounds like we're not part of the Intelligent Community anyway. When we say Intelligent Community.
So I'm going to play it, and you tell me. And honestly, you should look it up because his facial expressions and the like pause in his thought.
It's obviously a fart.
I think it is.
The mannerisms are there. He pauses. But he makes a quick bodily motion.
Now, this is by no means a political statement by anybody.
It could be, though.
But here we go.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Now,
he'll never live that down ever.
He is claiming that it was a cell phone vibrating on the desk. That's what he's... Chris Matthews, the host of the show, is Hardball, I guess, is claiming that it's a coffee mug sliding across the counter.
So he's got a backer. He's got witnesses.
Well, that's the thing is, it looked like he was on a satellite feed.
Right. It looks like he's standing in the middle.
I think is trying to say it happened in studio, and meanwhile, this guy already said it was a cell phone.
Right. So conflicting stories. So they're guilty.
And Stern, he's the fart guy. He's the authority on farts, and he said that today. And he's like, that is a fart, and then he put a mug on a table. And he's like,
no, it's a fart.
It's a fart. Yeah.
If he was talking and didn't pause while the sound happened, then I'd go, okay, maybe it was some sort of noise. But because there's a clear, like, we all know that.
He shrugs his shoulders up and pauses his sentence.
The timing is too coincidental.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Help them cheat.
You need to see the video to form your opinion. But
so just Google fart senator.
I think it's for sure. There's I can do an hour podcast on live farting on TV. There's a Phil Simms fart that's insane.
Really?
And then he wafts it into Jim Nance. And he's like,
does he know he's being filming?
You don't see him waft it, but he's like, oh, I think some hot air's coming in.
You know what? I'm going to leave this as a cliffhanger, and we're going
to
get to this
on
the next episode.
Is my new segment the Kyle the fart guy? The fart guy?
I think so.
That might be.
Unless you got a movie.
I have more, too. Mike Francesa's fart.
All right.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and then next time we'll jump back into the movies once we've watched one. Cliffhangers. We've had farts, not movies.
Yeah.
So
I gotta leave
we don't have
hanging.
Any new movies. We got new farts. All right, so... thanks for doing your first official KK and Chill as the co-host of this podcast.
No official.
It's not official. Plus, I'm not going to even be here forever. So, how many more months is this going to be? I don't know. You'll be sad when I'm gone.
You're right.
And so will the listeners. They'll be sad that you're gone, not I'm gone, because I'll still be here.
You'll still be doing it.
All right. So, thanks for listening. Please rate the show 5 stars if it made you giggle or fart. No, not funny. Please rate the show 5 stars, 5 stars only, and share the show with a friend. I know we talked about not having friends, but you're at that low point
that
in the barrel where you want to make one. So go find the person.
Maybe this isn't the best episode for them to share it with all the pussy talk.
Maybe friends like pussy talk. Okay. If you have perverse friends, send them this episode. If not, wait until
it's
the next
normally
one.
Normally like this, though.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go get a bunch of extras on patreon.com/KristenAndChill.
It's a great deal.
It is a great deal, and... I am paying Kyle. He's not taking the money. But if you do donate on Patreon, Kyle's.
She'll be able
wedding.
To afford to pay me.
Right.
And still drink her hoity-toity Starbucks coffee.
Right. And yeah. So anyway, don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. Just go to kristencarney.com/kristenandchill. And thanks for listening. And remember, stay bored enough to listen.
Not too bored.
Bye, guys. Oh, my God. I wasn't recording.